Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Over 100 police officers have been deployed in the Doubs and the Jura region to continue the search for a missing French fighter jet and its two pilots. The plane took off from a military base near Nancy and was on a low-flying training exercise when it is believed it flew into a snowstorm. An Air Force spokesperson said that the Mirage jet disappeared from radar screens, but that no distress signal had been received, a signal which is automatically sent when the ejector seats are engaged. It has been confirmed that some debris has been found, but not that it came from the plane. The trial of Mehdi Nemmouche is opening today in a Belgian courtroom. The French national is charged with the murder of four people at the Jewish Museum in Brussels in May 2014. He opened fire with a pistol and then an assault rifle, killing two Israeli tourists, a French volunteer and the Belgian receptionist. Over 100 witnesses will testify during the trial and Nemmouche faces life imprisonment if found guilty. He maintains his innocence, but is also suspected of capturing and torturing several hostages in Syria, where it is believed that he fought with a jihadist faction. The number of smokers in France is on the decline, according to an official report. Sales of cigarettes dropped by 9% in 2018, a result credited to the increase in price of a packet of cigarettes last March, when they went up by a full €1. Government policy has remained committed to lowering the number of people who smoke. Over 100 VTC drivers gathered this morning at the Porte Maillot in Paris at the call of two of the unions which represent them. Drivers are demanding an exemption on fuel taxes, limiting the number of drivers and a minimum tariff. They are organising a go slow to increase pressure on government policy. The organisation Action Logement is investing up to €9 billion in improving the housing situation for those needing help to find a place to live which is still easily accessible to their place of work. Investment will include housing renovations, finding empty buildings or offices to convert into housing, and a financial leg up of €1,000 for those who live more than 30 kilometres from where they work and who need to move closer. A fire in the same neighbourhood as Matabiau station in Toulouse last night left 22 people injured, including two seriously. The four-storey building was old, but not under any court order to say it was in a dangerous condition. In football news, PSG fell to Guingamp last night 2-1 in the League Cup, while Monaco were taken to penalties by Rennes before qualifying. Bordeaux beat Le Havre 1-0. The draw for the semi-finals will take place today. And finally, the famous reporter and adventurer Tintin celebrates his 90th birthday today. The character was created in 1929 by Hergé and is famous for travelling the world with his dog Snowy. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.